Blog Talk Radio.
This recording is labeled explicit, but your audience's only parental discretion is advised.
Now. This is Dr. Mo.
Here we go.
The following program is brought to you in honky vision.
The jury found that they were all not guilty.
Magnificent specimen of pure Alabama black snake, but ain't too goddamn buku.
Dr. Mo is on the air.
Where no man has gone before.
Everywhere.
All around the universe.
I do not look down on niggers, kikes, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless.
That just happened.
And this is the show with something to offend everybody.
With Dr. Mo.
This is Dr. Mo. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Here tonight with you. Good to be here with you. I'm actually heading to Miami next week or tomorrow. Getting a little bit of sunshine there. Get a little tan on my hide. You can check out the show, of course, every Sunday at 11 p.m. Call us 347-215-8276. I don't know if you guys have seen the show Almighty Debt on CNN. Very good show. You should definitely check it out. It's on now. It's a great show to kind of talk to you about all the things that people are going through and the debt that they've been mired in and the economy and how they're surviving with the big homes and the this and the that and the education, the college, the Beamer, and all of that. Of course, if you're Dr. Mo, you don't have that problem. I'm so loaded, South American dictators are calling me for mad money. I mean, that's how awesome it is. But anyway, live.dangerzoneshow.com. So glad to be here tonight. I've had a great week. I spoke to my kids today. It was really good. Always enjoy that time. It's a very special time, you know, when you're talking to your little ones and then you're somebody's parent, you know. It's very sexy. There's something very special about that. Happy Valentine's Day. The party for the lovers. You know what? Somebody made up this Valentine's Day. I was going to check it out on Wikipedia, but, Valentine's Day is like this made-up holiday. It's like Kwanzaa, you know. Somebody said, well, let's make up a holiday. Let's call it Kwanzaa, and then let's all get together. But Valentine's Day is, of course, the holiday that St. Valentine's, this annual commemoration of love and affection between intimate companions. Of course, that means you can't pick up a chick on a Sunday night and say, hey, listen, you want to be my Valentine tomorrow? Well, bang, we'll eat, it'll be fantastic. No, just not going to happen like that. The day is actually, the St. Valentine's Day was named after one or more early Christian martyrs, St. Valentine, that was one of them, and it was established back in 500 after Jesus Christ, you know, 496, 500 A.D. In 1969, Pope Paul VI actually deleted it from the Roman calendar. He is like, this is not a real holiday. This is a freaking feast of fornication. And I don't want that. But it is still observed. And it is a day, traditionally, on which lovers express their love for each other by presenting flowers and offering candy and greeting cards and so on. Now, usually, what really happens, it's the guys that are doing all of the work, right? On Valentine's Day, traditionally, the guy bust his hump to get to a place where he can buy some flowers, get a nice dinner, some chocolate, and really impress the hell out of his woman. And hopefully he will get some sex that night. But let me tell you something. If you're spending all that money on Valentine's Day and you're not even getting anything, I'm going to say it's not worth it. But certainly don't go purchase a hooker or anything. You know, it's kind of like you get a hooker. It's kind of like Valentine's. I mean, you paid her. Here you go. Instead of candy and flowers, here's $50. Do your thing and let's call it a night. Of course, you're definitely going to have to take a good shower after that one. So Valentine's Day, February 14th, tomorrow, it's observed in a lot of places, in Europe, Mexico, South America, in Asia. They have similar, in India, they have different, they have these, this lover's fest where you go and you actually honor each other and so on and so forth. So that's a nice thing. I think that's a nice thing to have a little moment where you can help each other out and show each other you love each other. So that's a good thing. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I want to give a shout out to Jill Delbridge on Facebook. She's awesome. Actually, Jill, I'm going to do the show. I'm going to do the. I'm going to start up a chat. Jill was asking on Facebook, is there a chat? We'll start it up. I just started it up. You can call in to listen, of course, to the show at 347-215-8276. That's 347-215-8276. By the way, a few news that I wanted to share, some iPhone news. Very interesting iPhone news. Of course, you know Verizon now has the iPhone. It is a major freaking difference between the iPhone on AT&T and the iPhone on Verizon. Because everybody, once Verizon got the iPhone, there's one critical piece of information that people are not realizing, okay? With AT&T, oh, my God, I'm watching this show, and this girl has a huge butt. Her butt is so big. My God. Her butt is so big. And I like big butts. But, yes, the one major difference here, AT&T's network, you can use the iPhone, you can email, you can surf the web, you can text message while you're on a phone call with AT&T. There are no limits, so you can be there and do everything that you want on your phone while you're on the phone. Now, with Verizon, that is not the case. This is a major trick that they're playing on you. They get the iPhone, and everybody's running to get the freaking iPhone, and then you're like, well, I can't surf the web while I'm on the phone, and I can't send emails while I'm on the phone. This is bullshit. Well, no, it's not. It's called Verizon's network. They're not there yet. So if you were waiting for the iPhone to get to Verizon, I hope it's not because you were hoping that you would get the ability to email and surf while you were on the phone, because still not going to do it. Not going to do it. Just can't do it. Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture. Not going to do it. So AT&T is giving like 1,000 free minutes to iPhone users. They're like, please, stay with us. We're better. Plus, you could do more. It's true. But the AT&T network blows. Literally, you're in the bathroom. You got 5 bars. You wipe your ass and go to wash your hands. You got 1 bar. I mean, that's how crazy this network is. And that could be a problem. I was thinking about getting my daughter an AT&T phone or something, and so we can talk as often as possible. She's very far away in Arkansas. But they have AT&T there, and she's very used to the capabilities that the AT&T network offers her. And I was going to go get her a Verizon for my plan, but, obviously, That's like a step down. She's like, if that's what you're going to give me, I don't want it. You're not helping me. You're not doing anything for me. You know, so they send me some cash, and I'll handle it. I don't want the freaking Verizon network. Not going to do it. Speaking of not going to do it, there is a Catholic iPhone app. Can you believe it? There's an iPhone app for Catholics. There's one for, I mean, I'm sure they got one for gays. They got one for Catholics. There's going to be an iPhone app for black people soon, you know, how to be black. If you're not sure how to be black, you know, and they it could teach you. And there's an app for everything. There's an app for wiping your ass. And you just take your iPhone and you press the app button. It looks like toilet paper. And you actually have to scrape your bottom with the frickin' iPhone. And then I guess it sucks up all the crap into the display. And because it's nice and metallic, I don't know. They got all these iPhone apps. But this app is very interesting. It's a Roman Catholic app which guides Catholics through the confession process. Can you imagine? It guides you through the confession process. And guess who's upset about that? The gays are upset about that. They're very upset about the Roman Catholic iPhone app because they're accusing it of promoting an anti-gay spiritual abuse. Very interesting. Of course, the app says that it allows a personalized examination of conscience for each user. They ask questions like, have I been guilty of any homosexual activity? Yes, then boom, the phone explodes, and there's like a priest that just flows out of the phone in like smoke form and takes you to hell immediately on the express ride, HOV lane, easy pass, no pass go, do not collect $200, your ass is going down. Unbelievable. So the gays and the lesbians and the bisexuals and the transgendered are really pissed, and they're accusing the app of helping to create neurotic individuals who are ashamed of who they are. The phone is asking you, if you are guilty of committing of gay behavior. Well, that's some kind of frickin' phone that gets into your business like that. How about that? Well, here's some other interesting news. 50 Cent actually named his dog Oprah. He named his dog Oprah, and obviously they got some kind of beef. He's saying he was on a Conan O'Brien show, and Fitty is really Curtis Jackson, of course. He named his spooch after the most powerful woman on television. He says, at first I thought Oprah Winfrey didn't like hip-hop, so I didn't like her. And I hadn't had a chance to meet her, so I felt it was wrong to hate someone that you hadn't had a chance to meet. So I bought the dog, so now I love Oprah. And she listens to me and everything. That's right. The only way to get Oprah to interview you is to name your dog after her. Maybe she'll talk to you then. 50 Cent had some run-in with Gail, and he was subliminally flirting with her. He says that... He said that he tried to flirt with Gail, who was Oprah's long-term friend, and obviously that didn't work. I mean, he got Vivica A. Fox, the ghetto superstar, but he couldn't get Gail, and we know why. Gail ain't got no man. Gail ain't got no boyfriend. She ain't got no honey, no man, or nothing. Okay, so I don't care what 50 does. Even if he's swinging his quarter around, he ain't going to get no Gail, I'll tell you that much, because she's on the other team. And that team, he ain't part of that team. That's what's going on over there. I've been watching, of course, Housewives of Atlanta, and got to love the ladies getting into the drama. I need some kind of excitement after a very hard day of work. I just like to watch the ladies smack each other in the face. But turns out Star Jones hired some security guards to protect her from NeNe Leakes. And NeNe Leakes is the ghetto superstar of Housewives of Atlanta. She's one of my favorites. She is full of drama, and I absolutely worship her. But Star Jones and Nene apparently got some problems, and they had a run-in at some point. And Star is saying that I'm not messing around with Nene Leakes because I'm a real celebrity. She is a reality TV reject, and I'm a real celebrity. And so, obviously, that's not a good thing. But it turns out that Nene Leakes and Star Jones are going to be on The Apprentice, The Celebrity Apprentice, Donald Trump's fake-ass comb-over hairdo show is coming back with the celebrities this time. I love it with the celebrities because you can watch them, like, break down. You see who breaks down and who holds it together. And we're going to have Nene Leakes, and I guarantee you she's going to lose her mind one of those days. You know, and Star Jones is going to be very interesting. Now, you know, Star Jones actually got together with this guy, Al Jones. Or I don't know what his name was. Al something. But Al Reynolds. So Al Reynolds is, hey, welcome, LT, to the show. Thanks for listening. Jill, also, great to have you on. Folks on the line, thanks for calling in. She married this guy, Al Reynolds, who was charged with being a homosexual, you know, and I think it all started when they were, like, using the same lotions and, you know, napkins and sanitary napkins and so on. But anyway, I've been guilty of using women's lotion. I was talking to my mom. I put this comment. I was watching this is something on Facebook I put about me using scented women's lotions. And, you know, my mom made a comment. I can't believe my mom is making a comment on my freaking thing. I was like, Mom, what are you, 50 cents? Stop it. What do you want, the Roman Catholic app for your iPhone? My son wears women's lotions. But you know what the crazy thing is? Women's lotions smell great. And you know what? And women love the smell of their lotions. And so if you're wearing it, you're probably going to get loads of attention. But I'm going to get me some manly smell. It's going to smell like some man underwear. And you know what? That's probably going to push the ladies away more than attracting the ladies. What's some other black stuff that's going on? The undefeated Ohio basketball team is boycotting their coach for racial slurs, apparently. This is Black History Month, folks. Folks, that means you got to pay attention to things, all things black. If the president wasn't enough, you really need to get with the program. You got to learn some things about this black thing, because it's like this is like half of America. There's a lot of black people put in a lot of work to do a lot of things to get this country where it is, and so it's very important to understand what has happened. You might sit here and be like, what? Black people in my neighborhood, they don't do nothing. They all live on the street. Yeah, that might be fine and dandy. And you might still be a moron. But you should know what's happened in black history. A lot of things going on there. So we'll do a little touch on that. So this team, anyway, there is a coach who there's a coach in this Ohio basketball, the Richmond Heights High School basketball team. They're boycotting their coach because he's saying shit like, well, you guys don't go out and play nigger basketball because this is what they're going to expect you all to do, play nigger basketball. You see that? And what does nigger basketball mean? That means you're playing like a nigger and not like a white boy? Niggers play like who? Like Michael Jordan? Like, Magic Johnson. What is nigger basketball? Like street ball? I mean, this coach has got some balls to come out like this, and his team is pissed, and the players are pissed, and the parents are pissed. Don't go play like LeBron James. That's nigger basketball. That's nigger basketball. I'm telling you, give this guy a whip, a hat, and a cotton plantation. He's going to feel right at home. Somebody call his dog Oprah. I mean, you're killing me, Jack. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. live.dangerzoneshow.com, 347-215-8276, every Sunday night. Real talk, uncensored. What else is going on? What was I going to say? I had this medical health thing I wanted to talk about, but I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to talk about that. But here's a little well-known or little-known black history fact. I don't think you know this, but this guy named Wallace Rayfield was the architect who designed the historic 16th Street Baptist Church in Charleston, South Carolina. That church is huge. It's very historic, but it was designed by an African-American architect. It's a historic building, very historic in the United States, historical landmark. So lots of folks, lots of black people doing a lot of great things there. Virginia's first black chief justice actually just passed recently at 55. Unbelievable. His name was Leroy Roundtree Hassel. He actually passed. He was 55. How young was this guy? He was a Norfolk native. He graduated from the University of Virginia and Harvard Law School, like our President Barack Obama. Then he returned to Richmond, where he became a partner in a law firm, and he joined the Supreme Court at age 34. He was 34 years old when he joined the state Supreme Court. He was the youngest one out there, and only the second black justice on the court after John Charles Thomas in the Virginia court. Now, a black man in the Virginia legal system is usually getting locked up. But in this case, this guy actually made some great moves, and he's been able to really blaze a track. But unfortunately, he died at 55. Who dies at 55 anymore? We got to stop eating all that crap we're eating as black people. Here's some Black History Month for you right now. Stop eating all that fried chicken and all that greasy stuff. We need to get on some veggies. We need to get on some healthy brown rice. We need to eat some fruit. We need to eat some salad. We need to eat healthy. A lot of the food that's been consumed by blacks in America, and we think about it, all of that dates from the plantation. I mean, think about the food that we eat. We eat, collard greens, and collard greens were like these plants that were growing wild, and nobody ate those. But we ate them because that's all we could eat. We couldn't eat the other stuff. Fried chicken, we had the pig feet and all the pig chitlins and the chitterlings, which we call chitlins in the South. We like to eat that stuff, and sometimes it tastes like doo-doo, but I tell you what, we love that stuff, you know? Think about it. I mean, back in the day, even, you know, in eastern Atlanta, you know, like even not too long ago, I'm talking about in the 40s and the 50s, they had signs like white only, Eastern Atlanta Incorporated, for rent or sale, white only. That wasn't too long ago that these things were happening. And so it's very significant to have a black president, of course, but to also to remember that black history has been very tough and tenuous here in the United States. Lady Gaga is emerging from an egg to perform Born This Way at the Grammys. She's doing all kinds of stuff. She admits she smokes weed, and I'm sure she admits she has gay sex. But she was interviewed by Anderson Cooper on CNN or 60 Minutes or something. She had like this one-on-one interview, and I'm like, for real? I mean, what's the deal? And she's like, you know, they want me to fail. They want me to do this, blah, blah, blah. Anyway. Looks like Rihanna's probably going to win. Lady Gaga's probably going to win. Drake, I think, is probably going to win. The Grammys are on right now. Unfortunately, I stopped watching the Grammys like 10 years ago, but I just wanted to let you know what's going on there. Let's see. What else is going on in the world of news? Hosni Mubarak, of course, the president of Egypt, has retired to the resort Red Sea resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. Man, apparently he's amassed so much money, but they kicked his ass out. Here's the problem now. Now you got the army in Egypt, right? There was a huge revolution. I talked about it. Huge revolution. The people of Egypt have decided that this numbnut is no longer going to oppress them. So they staged a 17-day process. Some people died in the process. The army did not oppose the protesters, and they ended up forcing his ass out of power. He handed the reins over to the military. Now, here's the thing with Egypt, okay? They've had like four presidents, okay? The second president was Nasser, and he was ushered into power by the military. The military took over, and they brought him into power. And he was a freaking dictator, okay? Then his ass was pushed out by the military, too. So the military came in and killed his ass and brought in Anwar el-Sadat, okay? So Anwar el-Sadat came in. And then Anwar el-Sadat's like, I'm going to make friends with Israel. We're going to be buddies. I'm going to set up a treaty, and boom, put the treaty in place. And then the military came in, and they killed his ass, okay? And they brought in Hosni Mubarak. And Hosni Mubarak came in, and he was like a regular president. And like a few weeks later, he's like, you know what, fuck this. I'm putting in a state of emergency because, you know, I got to be a ruler. Because those guys were like, you know, I'm a pharaoh. This is the land of the pharaoh. We kicked Moses' ass out of here. We sent his ass through the Red Sea. We kicked him out. We had our pyramids and our all that shit we were doing. And I'm going to be the damn, I'm going to be the boss. I am Hosni Mubarak. For me, I am king of Egypt. For me, I am very sorry. I cannot believe that these people put me out of the country. I was here. I mean, so what? I used my secret police to kill people's uncles and families. They were giving me problems. What am I going to do? I don't believe it. So what? I have this treaty with Israel. So what? We're friends. But I tell you what, I will kill anybody who looks at me. You look at me wrong, I kill you. You walk into my plaza, I kill you. If you look at me wrong, maybe you say you want health care, I kill you. You said you want to get on the internet, I kill you. And, you know, he had like secret police. It was like a fucking Hitler. He had like his own secret police. He's sending people out to kill people. So he's out there. And so now we're like, the question is with the army is like, all right, what are you going to do? What, is the army going to come in this time and usher in a new guy, and then we're going to start over with Egypt and another dictator like Nasser, another dictator like Anwar el-Sadat, another dictator like Mohammed Hosni Mubarak? I don't think that's a good idea. But people are kind of worried about it. But you know what? Everything, you know, the army even came on TV. They told the people that they would support the people. They came on TV. They made a statement. They saluted the martyrs, the people that died during this 18-day revolution at Tahrir Square, which is Liberation Square. And so we're hoping that the army is not going to do anything crazy this time and hopefully let folks do their thing. Yeah, we're hoping that that's what's going to happen. President Obama had a very, very moving speech that he made when he talked about Egypt. And, you know, he really pressed on and said, listen, you guys have to do this right. The army's got to get their act together. This is not, you know, this is not we're going to bring in a new guy and get back to oppression. People have to be free, for crying out loud. We have Twitter and Facebook now. You can't do anything without being told on. If you do something wrong, it's going to go on Twitter and Facebook, and it's going to go all over the world. You cannot censor Twitter and Facebook anymore unless you're putting porn up. And that would be kind of a nice Valentine-ish day, don't you think? Hey, folks, I'll be in Miami next week. I'm really excited. I want to hi, Jill Delbridge. Check her out on Facebook. She's got this great site, lots of, she's got the Artist Lounge radio program, lots of artists and poets and so on, beautiful stuff. So check her out on Facebook. And as far as we're concerned, we're going to do a live show from Miami. So I hope you guys are going to join us next week or this week coming up. And I want to tell my two kids I love you. And hello to the baby mamas as well. And hopefully everybody will join us from Miami. We're going to do a live show right in the middle of the week. We're going to talk about some of the crazy things we're seeing, plus more Black History stuff, more Egypt stuff. And I'm probably going to talk about my kids, because you know what? I'll take care of my kids. I'll take care of my kids. That's right. live.dangerzoneshow.com every Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern. This is Dr. Mo.